Hello, everyone. This is podcast of
Scandals
of History, and we're welcome to join you guys, and thank you again for listening to this. Again, just as a warning, this is a little explicit content. We do have some cursing, and I don't know, not viewer discretion advised because it's not a TV show, but some things we do have some cursing and some disturbing content. And also, we don't mean to offend any historian, event, or any religion, empire, country, or global.
Empire?
Yeah, we're going to talk about the Roman Empire today.
Oh, so you don't
want to... Roman Empire.
You don't want to offend the Romans? You don't want to offend the Romans?
No, I do not want to offend them, but we're going to be talking about Emperor Caligula.
Can you say that again, please?
Caligula. That's his name.
I just thought of Calypso from Pirates of the Caribbean. Or what's it called? No. What's the pasta called?
What's the pasta? Calypso? Zeta?
First off, what? What's Zeta?
Isn't that type of pasta?
Why would you think of Zeta if someone said...
Okay, we're not talking about it anymore.
Why does it sound like he's an octopus?
Here's some background.
Caligula.
So there's some background about Emperor Caligula. So he slept with his sisters.
Hot.
He ordered wives of guests to take him to his bedroom. So during parties, he would come out, see husbands and wives of senators.
Yeah.
And even other famous people at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he would take the wives, take them to his bedroom, and then he'd come back and then tell the husbands how well they did or how bad they did. And then he would humiliate them in public of how bad their wife was during sex. So he was the guy who's infamously known to make his horse the council.
Yeah.
And also, that's probably the most imminent thing about him.
I've heard of this guy.
Yeah.
Didn't he play a fiddle while...
No, that's Nero.
Let me finish my question.
While Rome was burning?
Yeah.
No, that's Nero.
Well, please next time respect me.
Okay, as well as always, the sources are available in the description of the podcast. I hope to cite them. And let's get down to it. So,
why do you seem nervous, can I ask? It's not like Caligula is going to come through. He's not going to walk around.
He's going to get my girlfriend and then sleep with her.
First off, I don't think you have a girlfriend. Second off, if a man came up to me and said, hey, I'm going to take your wife now, sleep with her, tell you how she did, I'd be like, are you on crack?
Well, he was the emperor, so he could execute you on the spot.
I don't care if the president came up to me.
No, he's the emperor, so he's probably more...
See, now I'm having a stroke.
So Caligula's full name, I'm probably going to butcher this. Gaius Julius Caesar Augustus Germanicus. And he was...
Say it again.
Gaius Julius Caesar Augustus Germanicus. He was the great-grandson of Emperor Augustus.
Gaius.
That's what you're laughing about.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah, but what if he goes to school in his toga, you know? He's writing on his little tablet.
Well, actually, he grew up on an island, the Isle of Capri, because the emperor at the time, Emperor Tiberius, had murdered his... Basically, his whole family, even including his mother.
Oh.
And also, he grew up with his siblings in the Isle of Capri. And even as a child, like, this guy was insane.
Oh, really?
Apparently that... I have a quote here from some historian. He loved watching tortures and executions and disguised in wig and robes.
Bonnet.
He abandoned himself nightly to the pleasures of feasting and scandalous living. So that's what he would do as a child and as he was growing up.
All
right. So he was already crazy to begin with, and I kind of feel bad because he just started out in a crazy way. Like, before he was born, it was just crazy environment for
him. I don't feel bad for him. His name is Gaius.
Oh, my God.
Note there. Hey, shut up. Little note there. I don't hate gay people. I just think that it's funny that his name is Gaius.
Yeah, well, you put that in. Anyway, his nickname was Caligula, and that was because Caligula meant little boots, and the reason why
him little boobs or little boots?
Little boots.
Why?
Apparently that he would wear a miniature uniform, like probably a Roman guard uniform, and he would campaign with his father. He was like a little mascot. He probably would have been the guy to like, oh, the adorable child of the father. So they gave him the nickname Caligula.
And so you're telling me that this badass nickname Caligula that makes him sound like he's an octopus
means little boots.
Little boots.
Yeah.
Wow. So how do you say little boobs?
I'll find that out and email it to you.
Email it to me. You know my email, right?
Yeah.
Yahoo.
Okay. By the way, after the Emperor Tiberius had passed away, he became co-emperor along with Tiberius' son. And then from there, Tiberius' son was Gemellus, and then Gemellus was killed. And Caligula probably had a hand in it. So once he became emperor, everyone loved him. Tiberius was such a bad emperor that when a new emperor came along, even after Gemellus was killed, Caligula was like opened in well and on greetings, because like everyone thought that he would be new and he was a fresh new emperor and this guy would be good. He couldn't be as bad as Tiberius. And apparently within his first 6 months, Caligula ended the treason trials, recalled exiles, gave overdue pay to the Praetorian Guard.
I thought he'd like that. The exiles and the trials. I thought, you know, he loved torture.
Oh, it's going to get crazier as we go on.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
So within his first 6 months, he did all those accomplishments. He also rebuilt some decaying temples, created some new aqueducts. He built a new amphitheater.
Excuse me, it's pronounced aqueducts.
Aqueducts?
Yeah, why'd you say aqueducts?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I butchered a lot of names on here. Where are you from? I can't say that information right now. I'm sorry. You laugh at the word Gaius, okay? You're a 5-year-old.
Are you part of the east side of town or the west side of town?
What town?
The town that we live in.
So after 6 months, that's when it gets crazy.
Oh my god.
He reduced the taxes.
Why 6 months?
I don't know.
Did he just
half
say
a year now?
Did he just say, all right, time to stir the pot. You know, time to...
to create some drama. Everything's all consistent and nice. Let's create some drama.
Listen, buddy. I make the jokes.
You laughed at it.
No. I laughed out of, to be nice.
I mean, this guy, he reduced the taxes.
Look,
and then
I'm not done.
He reduced the taxes.
I make the jokes.
And then he increased the taxes after that.
What? He reduced the taxes and he increased... What is he doing here?
The mainly reason he wanted to create... increased taxes was to have more money so he could have his excesses.
I thought he wanted more aqueducts.
No, that was it. That would have been better.
That's what I would do if I was
He made his favorite horse in Catitus, I don't know. INCITATUS.
Listen, next time we do this, like, get the pronunciation down.
Well, it's pretty tough because it was a different time period, so we have guesses.
Jesus was born in a different time period, and I can still pronounce his name.
That's a very... broad example that I don't think can apply to this, but
Genghis Khan, I pronounced that pretty well. Queen Elizabeth, she's from another time
period.
I'm
gonna get you.
I pronounced it pretty well.
He quoted that when he was responding to his critics, he would say, "Let them hate me as long as they fear me."
Yeah, I live by that. That's my new Instagram bio right there.
So we can't
forget the lock and the date of my significant other.
You can't really trust what authors said about him because
Why?
He offended a lot of people. Like, he was sleeping with everyone's wife or even sister or even just hurt a lot of people.
Is he bisexual?
You can ask him.
What do you mean I can ask him? Are you about to bring him out?
And here we have Kid Ligula right now. He probably came out of nowhere.
Listen, as I said before, I make the jokes.
Oh, my God.
I make the jokes. You don't. I'm the funny one.
Yeah, I don't think he was bisexual, but he probably did partake in some...
This is what people want to hear, the sexual
stuff. The sexual stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about how big was he?
I have no idea. But he probably did take in some gay
stuff. I think he did stuff with his horse.
I was just thinking that.
I think he did stuff with his horse.
It was his favorite horse, and he did make the horse...
Yeah, if he made that horse council... He fucked the horse. He fucked that horse.
But Emperor... So, since he offended so many people, when he was written about, there were probably people who commissioned authors to write him more in negative light. So, these are all facts. Like, he did do these sexual activities and made his horse a council, but some of the writings about him, like, changing his mood instantly or straight out of a horror movie, might be exaggerated.
I don't know, man.
So apparently at one of the parties he was holding or he was at, he was just giggling and laughing uncontrollably. And people were like asking him, like, why are you laughing? What's so funny? And he goes, I'm just laughing at the thought that I can execute someone at the spot.
Yeah, no. I think that's, let's be serious for a moment. I think that's the best encapsulation of the term mad with power, you know?
That's very true.
Yeah. I think he just went mad with power.
That's true too. Also the medical knowledge at the time, he probably had a mental illness. And he grew up in a strange environment. Like, he grew up basically as a prisoner on an island.
Yeah, but I'd be okay. Well, like, he wasn't a prisoner on the island. It's not like he had, like, you know, shower time, outside time. It must have been a nice island, okay? Where's the island again?
Isle of Capri.
Isn't it, like, a pretty, like, you know...
I don't know. I've never been there.
So you didn't do your research, huh? It's not... I bet it's, like, a pretty, like, tropical island. And we're just like, oh, he was born prison from childhood. No, he was enjoying life, okay? He was eating grapes.
So we'll get into some more dirty stuff if you want.
Just gonna ignore my comment.
Your comment was that he probably lived a nice...
Yeah.
Not as nice as you would think a prince probably lived. Because his parents were murdered and he was living with his siblings as just no one. So he basically had no adult supervision and probably did whatever he wanted.
Except that horse. He had that horse. I bet that horse.
I'm sorry, but
I feel bad for that horse.
Okay, so we're going to get to more explicit and dirty details about
it. I bet that horse saw a lot of things.
Poor horse. No wonder it became council.
I'm going to smack your face.
Let's get into the dirty stuff right now. Here's the nitty-gritty details about his sex life. When he would attend dinner parties, he ordered the wiser guests to take him to his bedroom and rate their performance. But even during that time, he turned the Imperial Palace into a brothel. And he did this to show the senatorial class, like, his angerness towards them and his power, too. But also, he made the wives of many Roman senators and also other high-ranking officials to serve as prostitutes at this specific brothel.
Ew.
So he was probably fucking them, and they had no choice.
And, oh, my God. Hey, that's inappropriate, man.
Yeah. Come on. Even one time, he was watching... gladiator fights, and when he was told that there were no more criminals to feed to the animals and beasts or fight them, he ordered a section of the stands to be thrown into the center arena. Yeah,
that's crazy. That's like if you're at a football game.
So you just you're coming to cheer you on. It's like, oh, who's gonna get eaten now? And then you find out, yeah, you have to go to the arena and fight these animals.
Yeah. As I said, don't interrupt me. So it's kind of like being in a football game. And you're like cheering for your team, and then you're thrown in the pit.
Imagine
expected to throw the football.
Even probably like even just making fun of the animals, or even like saying, "Oh, this is not going to do well," or something like that, and then just being thrown into it and dealing with
it. That's kind of crazy that people live like that. Like they said, like, "Yeah, we're going to the Colosseum."
Probably, I don't know if it was the exact spot, the Colosseum.
I mean, that's insane. Like you're watching people die. I'm sorry, but that's, like, messed up.
I also like to think, I mean, if you're going to sit with your friends, like, only guys were allowed.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
But it was just crazy that even what if you went with your friends or you saw some acquaintances who you always see at the arena, like Mike sees Joe only at the arena, and they always say hi to each other, but they sit at different sections, and they always wave hi.
Yeah.
And then one of them gets thrown into the crowds, and then you have to cheer on him, and you just see him get eaten alive, you know? It's tough. So another crazy antic he did, he declared himself a god, and he replaced...
This man is starting to sound like Kanye.
Kanye West?
No, the other Kanye.
Sorry. I thought you were going to say like another emperor or something like that. What do you mean Kanye? Like he just loves himself and
Kanye
thinks he's
called himself a god the Jesus. One time. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. But Kanye said on an interview one time, he was like, I know who I am. I'm a god. I just told you what I am. A god. I'm like, ooh, Kanye, okay.
He also replaced the heads of like some statues of different various gods with his own head.
Wow.
Yeah. Very narcissistic.
Yeah. What was the horse doing at this time?
The horse probably wanted to get away from him. Like,
did he ever... I think he killed that horse.
Really?
I think he did.
I didn't read that or research that.
I think he had sex with. I think he had sex with that horse and killed it at some point.
The thing is, though, he loved debauchery. Like he was in excess to everything. So he probably did take in some homosexual acts. I don't think he was gay, Dev. I think he was straight. He may have been bisexual, you never know. But also, he may have done things with animals, I feel like. Like, he's done so much stuff with women all the time and stuff like that. He definitely did stuff with other things and other people and living species.
This is getting a bit too vulgar for me. Let's tone it down a bit.
Okay. Well, he was killed by a Praetorian guard.
What's that mean?
He was killed by one of his own guards.
Oh, wow.
So Praetorian guard was a specific, like, guards just for the Roman emperor.
Like in the Star Wars prequels when Padme has those, like, four women around her.
I think those were, like, handmaidens. No. Just like, oh, they were guards?
I'm pretty sure they
were. Oh, those are the ones in the orange?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you could say that. Like, it was just guards specifically for the Roman emperor. Yeah. And he was killed by one of the Praetorian guards.
Natalie Portman was Padme.
Guess who became emperor after Caligula?
Nero?
No. Claudius.
Okay, well, was I supposed to react to that?
No, I thought it'd
was be... Was I supposed to be like, oh my gosh, Claudius! I don't know who these people are.
So that pretty concludes the details about his life, Emperor Caligula. I know it's the scandals of history, and he probably he made a lot of scandalous events and actions, but for his time, he was the emperor, and he could do whatever he wanted, and he was probably one of those emperors who even hurt Rome's reputation and the Roman Empire itself when wasting the money of citizens.
Well, I'm still on the horse thing. I like the horse.
Oh, yeah. Just imagining being someone at his party with your wife and then him taking your wife to his bedroom.
Yeah, as I've said, if someone said that to me, you know, kinky, but no thank you.
Did you walk out of the party then?
With my wife, yes.
And what if he executed you at the spot?
I don't care, that's my wife.
Wow.
Yeah.
Aren't you single?
Yeah.
No, you deserve someone special.
Shut up.
Thank you.
I don't like you.
Will you be back next time, though?
I'm forced to be here. So, yeah, I will be back next time. Yeah, yeah, I was making a bloody-ass joke. Why? It's a bloody joke.
Why would you say that?
I will be back, dumbass. Yeah,
I think we're going to replace the anonymous guest. If you guys don't want to replace the anonymous guest, please follow our Insta page, Scandals of History. Posting different...
At Scandals of History?
Maybe? At Scandals of History, yeah.
Please follow our Insta page, Scandals of History.
We post daily, and also we'd like to make our comments of what you like about the podcast, what you didn't like, would you change about it, and other scandals you want to be discussed about. So please follow. Also, we're available on Anchor to listen to, Spotify, Overcast, Radio Public.
We're on Radio Public?
And Google Podcasts, yep.
Oh, I had no idea we were on Radio Public.
This guy really pays attention. Again, we don't mean to offend anyone or any celebrity, any person living or any person dead or any religion or empire at all. We just mean to
have the purpose of
discussing scandal events.
No emperor is going to open the door and be like, hey, you offended.
We're going to email someone who's related to Caligula and say,
don't make the jokes. I make the jokes. And second off, no emperor is going to, like, open the door and be like, hey, you offended my empire. Because empires don't exist anymore. Unless you're talking about the show on Fox. Which I'm pretty sure just ended.
Okay.